Any other thoughts that have been done about the Holy Spirit? Amen. The world is an unstable mess. I have had any time in the past 35 years. This thought was triggered recently on the Wall Street Journal front page. We include USA, church, economy, environment. The same seems to be getting worse. The whole creation is growing. That's why we call it. The weed seems to be crowding out the weed. Those of us who believe in God have a hard time explaining to ourselves or anyone else why things are the way they are. Some of us are in the public, others hopeful ones. Tales have changed since the Bible was written, but the dilemma remains the same. What should we do about the mess? What can we do? Why is it this way? Is God really in charge? Why is it the world a beautiful sea of waving grain? Or at least could the church be a complete deal of superior? According to you, not even the kingdom of heaven is pure. It may have started out that way. Sometime in history, sneaked in and so we must be. Probably, so the end through the enigma. In fact, better known as Darnell. Darnell is a nasty deep lookalike with poisonous seeds and roots like nylon cord. It's not separated from the leaf, sometimes from poor mother. The seeds then get ground into the flower. Giving bread gives you a real delicate. Now some dismiss the weed to any story. But in any case, weeds are with us, not only in our yards, but in our lives. Thorny people are not part of the planet. You are not welcome. Sucking up sunlight and water meant for the good stuff, not weeds. Some are just irritated by the poison ivy, but some are a deadly affection. The question is, what to do about them? You want us to go and gather them, the slaves and the master. A common sense solution. Hold them up, ask them out, and succeed. We've seen a lot of this in these past decades. Bosnia, Northern Ireland, and currently the Middle East, Ukraine, and several other places. Wherever people are really trying to purify the field by a hostile means, they're doing what the slaves wanted to do, only doing it without permission. Why? Because the boss said no. No, said the gospel, quote, for in gathering the weeds, he would uproot the weeds along with him. Let both of them grow together, until the harvest, and at the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds, first, bring them into bundles to be burned, gather the weeds into my barn. A study states that seeds aggregate acidity in the state of eating. Also suggests we are doing more harm than we think we're doing good, and when we do nothing at all. I can think of three reasons the boss gives us for telling no to those who want to leave it out of the field. First, they're probably not skillful enough to separate the good from the bad. Can't always tell the truth. For example, in the nights at an early crusade, blew through an Arab town on the way to the Holy Land and killed all the Jews. When they turned over the bodies, they found crosses around most of the victims' heads. Never occurred to them that Christians came in town as well as fight. Another difficulty that separated the good from the bad is that lives are all different times. Darnell survived, Greek that I would be useful. In the first century, the Palestine, the lover and the coal were part of the job. The best bet for deeply cooking was by being one cooler. By letting these three grow together, separating them apart, the farmer had most of what he needed as bread. Wheat for the flour, and weeds for the cooking fire. Only other thing needed was a little patience, a little tolerance of a temporary mess, so everything was put into use at the harvest. Last Thursday, I read Psalm 37 in the Daily Office Scripture and found two verses that beautifully support this need for a little patience. Verses 9 and 10. Refrain from anger. Leave rage alone. Do not trust yourself. Weep only to evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those who wait upon the Lord shall possess the land. But those who wait upon the Lord shall possess the land. Also, sometimes we wait for us to remind them who they are. Sometimes the steel gets very, very messy. Working for the soul, becomes a necessity. But what is good seeds, much posted in the sun, taking everything for granted. Remember, surviving in the heat, going to take some effort. Only how shall the heat survive? By spending all their time at the weed, or spending the time working at the agency. Third, the boss says no to yanking the weeds because of the risk of returning to the weeds themselves. Or the good guy, who turned into bad guys and trying to put the bad guys out of business. The boss had warned us about that before in the fifth chapter of Matthew, which got forward. You have heard that it was said, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on evil and good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unjust. God allows a mixed feeling, whether you like it, approve of it, understand it, or not. Then God asks us to tolerate it and feel too, both in the church and in the world. This is not a call to passivity. Instead, a call to strenuous activity, as you who have tried to love your enemy most. It's not easy being weak, especially with so many weeds competing for the soil. What the law knows is that the only real solution to evil is for us to bear good fruit. Our mixed field law is not to devote to all our energy to destroy the people, but to mind our business. Our business being the reconciliation of the world and God through the practice of unshielded love. We give ourselves to that, God will take care of the rest. Harvest, reapers, fire, all of it. Our job is to be weak, even in a messy field, to go on bearing witness to the one who planted us, among those who seem to have been planted by someone else. I once read a story about Pope John on the earth, one of God's great saints. He ended his lengthy prayer each night by saying to himself, "But who governs the church? You or the Holy Spirit?" Very well then, go to sleep, my Lord. As the future years go by for us all, following his example may be the only way any of us can see. By staying true to our roots and to the one who planted us, believing him when he tells us vegetables.